Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. And happy Tuesday. At least I'm planning to upload this on Tuesday. I uploaded the last episode on a Friday randomly, and I had no good reason to do that. Like, I had recorded that podcast maybe 2 weeks before I published it, and I just kept thinking maybe I wanted to go back and like talk about it more because it was a topic I kept like hearing more about and feeling like I was learning more about. And I was like, maybe I need to go back and edit it again. Maybe I need to go back and add some more to it. And I just didn't. And life got busy. And randomly on a Friday, I was like, you know what? I'm publishing it and we're moving on. So I would like to say, though, just if you didn't listen to the last episode, it's called I Used to Daydream. And I talked about just creating quiet times in your day and in your schedule and in your life to be with God, be with your own thoughts, to be creative, all of those things. And I will say, since putting that episode out, I have been still continuing to be conscious of that and enjoying the benefits of that. So I saw someone, this is just a quick side note. I saw someone post something on maybe Instagram the other day, and it was like a challenge called Outside Every Day. And I am starting to think that I might want to do that for a New Year's resolution. And the idea is just what it sounds like. You go outside every day, regardless of the weather. And that could be as simple as, you know, doing a quick little walk or just going outside to breathe in the fresh air, or maybe just having a moment of some calm or some prayer. And of course, if there's, you know, crazy weather, then you might have to figure out what to do. But as far as like, I don't want like cold to stop me from going outside. And I say that right now, this is not today's topic, but I say that because I went on a walk earlier and it wasn't even a long walk because it's cold outside, but I just instantly felt more calm and just present. And I was just noticing the wind and the trees and how the sky looked and breathing in the air and all of that. And it just is so centering and just kind of brings you back to reality, which is funny because it's like everything around us is our reality. But I think it just reminds me when I'm outside to just think about what's truly important. And anyways, I won't get back on that whole topic again for a long time, but I'm just kind of thinking about that idea of outside every day for 2023. But we're not going to skip over Christmas. Don't even worry. Today's episode is going to be my Christmas season bucket list. But first, I'll do gratitude. And this is very appropriate because we just recently had Thanksgiving. And I'm grateful for just time with family and friends that I had over the weekend. I'm thankful for getting a couple of days off work. And it was really nice. My family and I walked a 5K. We did not run, but we walked. And again, it was nice to be outside. Like, I think that's why I'm also kind of interested in the outside everyday thing, because it was, of course, November, end of November, because it's Thanksgiving. It was kind of like a wet, cold, gray day to be outside in the morning for a 5K, but it was super nice. Like, I just really enjoyed it. I liked walking and talking with people. And I don't know, I just want to be more creative in prioritizing that, especially because as a Christian, I think being outside and in nature and God's creation just makes me feel closer to Him. And that's a way that God has shown me Himself before and who He is, and just His care for everything He's created. So anyways, I enjoyed the 5K, and then we got to get together with some extended family and of course eat some delicious food. And then I got to spend some time with my girls, my cousins, my sister. Oh yeah, my cousins, that's the end of it. Three cousins and my sister. If you guys are listening, had a great day. But that was fun. We did a little bit of shopping on Black Friday, not really specifically for any particular deals, but just kind of went to different stores, wandered around, went out to eat. It was very nice. And then Saturday and Sunday just had some good time at home decorating for Christmas, which was very exciting. It's very cozy in my house now. Going to church, and then, like I said, going on a walk. And it's just been a very, very nice full weekend, but also with time of rest. So I am very grateful for that. But I'm going to go ahead and get into the Christmas season bucket list. And I showed my husband because I made this cute little like checklist. I guess you could say it's kind of bullet journal-ish. But I like drew on it and I made my list and I showed my husband and he goes, I think you should call it something that's not a bucket list because that's like things people say they want to do before they die. And I'm like, I don't even know what else to call it. So we'll see if I come up with a different title before I publish this. But I wrote on my little sheet, which I will post on the podcast Instagram because I think it's cute, my Christmas season bucket list. And honestly, as I'm recording this, I don't even know how many items are on here because I didn't number them. I just drew red and green check boxes. Hold on. It's really going to bother me if I don't know how many. 14. That's super random. Whatever. I have 14 things on my Christmas season bucket list. And none of this will probably be like so surprising to you because you're like, yeah, that's like what people do every Christmas. But I just like the idea of being intentional and saying, here's some things that I know make me feel happy and cozy and make it a special time. So I just want to like make sure I do it. So some of them are like very obvious. And of course, I'll do them. And other ones, I'm going to have to like set aside time to do it or it won't happen. So anyways, here's the things that sounded very nice to me to do this year and that I'm very excited about. And I do also want to point out, if anyone's been listening for a long time, you know that Olivia and I, my sister-in-law, used to do this podcast together. And she and my brother actually already gave us our Christmas gifts because the last few years they've been doing an advent calendar for everyone in the family. I'm sure if you go back to our Christmas episode, we talk about that. But that's also just so much fun and makes your season very intentional because they've kind of been like adding to it every year, like some different activities, but basically every day you read some Bible verses or a Bible verse, and then there's like an activity or something that you can do with your family or your friends or whoever. Typically just my husband and I would do those together, but whoever you're with. And so I'm very excited to do those as well, which starts on December 1st because there's a thing to open for each of the 25 days. So Olivia, if you're listening, very excited to do the advent calendar with everybody. And especially it's kind of fun thinking about like so many family members doing it at the same time. And even though we can't like be together all the time, it's like we're doing an activity together. So anyways, I appreciate them providing that opportunity to just have some fun and do some intentional quality time activities and just make it an extra special season because I really, really enjoy Christmas and I'm ready. So, okay. The first one I put is bake and decorate sugar cookies. I actually have not done this the past few years. I've obviously made cookies before, but like specifically sugar cookies, like I have not made the kind where you like have to roll it out and then cut them into the shapes you want and then like make different colors of icing and make them all cute. But I recently have decided I kind of like those decorative sugar cookies, and I used to not because I never thought cookies were worth it unless they were chocolate chip. So, but I learned I'm wrong, and that sounds very nice. And honestly, like I think this kind of goes along with that last episode I was talking about just like slowing down and finding moments of quiet. But I think just baking is such a, I don't know what the word is, like it's a slow process. So like it just makes you slow down and it makes you have to like be intentional and to think. And I just enjoy that. Recently, I baked homemade bread, and that was just like a slow process. I don't know. It's something about doing those like simple activities that just cause you to slow down and like, again, just be present with your thoughts. And honestly, I'm more likely to pray in those moments when I'm not like watching TV or anything like that. We won't get into all the media stuff again. But anyways, so I'm excited about baking this season. And then my number two is to take treats to my neighbors. And I've done this before, but I think I'm especially excited because since we have moved, I've only met some of our neighbors a couple of different times. And I don't know, it's just kind of fun to do that as a friendly gesture and take some sort of treat. So I don't know if I'll bring them cookies or bread or I don't know. We'll see. But I think that's a nice thing to do. That's not expensive, but it shows people like you're thinking of them and it just sounds nice. My number three is to, I wrote watch a Hallmark movie, but what I mean by that is to watch a cheesy Christmas movie, and it doesn't have to be Hallmark, but it's just kind of like a category in my mind is those types of Christmas movies where you can like definitely predict what's going to happen, and it's just like a happy, cheerful, lighthearted movie, and it's always in this like a very Christmassy town. And I've already watched Falling for Christmas that was on Netflix this season, so I feel like I could technically check that off, but we'll see. I might have to watch another one or two of those. And those I do kind of like to just watch when it's like maybe I can watch it, and I can also like do an adult coloring book, or I can watch it in journal, or I can watch it and paint my nails or something like that, because it doesn't really require your complete attention. But I want to do that. My number four is to watch a classic Christmas movie. And I feel like for me, I typically think of It's a Wonderful Life because that's my dad's favorite Christmas movie. And so I've watched it several times growing up and I really like it too now. But just like one of those older movies, that's just the first one that comes to mind. But we'll see what we end up watching. My number five is to drive through Christmas lights with hot chocolate. And I would be okay also if it was like a walking, something you walk through and look at Christmas lights, but I would like to do that at some point just because it always is just a happy feeling whenever you're going through those. And honestly, just like appreciating the work people put into decorating it. And it's just a nice feeling. My number six is to read The Christmas Story, and by that I mean in the Bible, not that weird movie called A Christmas Story. Or is it called The Christmas Story? You know what I'm talking about, with the little kids and the BB gun. I don't love that one. Sorry if that's like your favorite thing, but I don't get it. Anyways, my number seven is to make ginger snap cookies, and I think the technical recipe is ginger crinkle cookies or something like that. Crinkle ginger, whatever. I don't know. It's a recipe I got from my grandma. I don't think she came up with it. I think she got it in a cookbook a long time ago because she made me a photocopy of it, and they are so good. They're not ginger snaps. Like, they're not crunchy and crispy. Like, you don't snap them in half. So that's probably the wrong word for it. They're like actually really soft, and it's this delicious, like, dark brown dough, and you roll it in sugar and you press it down, and they get kind of like puffy, but they're so, so good. So I wanted to make sure I made both of those kinds of cookies. I'll have to space those out a little bit so we don't just have a ton of cookies in our house, because you know that's dangerous. My number eight is to decorate for Christmas, which we already did, but I wrote this list before we did it. I was very good this year, and I waited until after Thanksgiving, like only a few days after Thanksgiving, but that is my husband's preference. The last couple of years, he was like, oh, we can do a little bit early. So we did. But this year he was like, we need to wait. And I think it was because it took longer to get colder outside. But I was very excited to do that. I have our main tree, which I bought new this year, and it is not pre-lit. So I had my first experience with like literally stringing all of the lights on the tree, which took a very long time. But it was nice. I played Christmas music in the background while I was doing that, and I enjoyed it. And then I had this other tree I was going to get rid of. It was given to us and it was pre-lit, and a couple of the different sections had gone out, and we were going to get rid of the tree altogether. But now that we have a fireplace, I was like, I also want a tree in front of the fireplace. So now we have one in the living room that's like the bigger new one. And then I cut all of the lights off of the pre-lit tree. That's our older one. And it took forever today, but it was very worth it because now I think it looks cozy to have two trees. And we put up our stockings. I have a little like table runner, and then I just have some random different like snowmen and trees and stuff, little figurines and things like that around the house. And it's very, very cozy. Next is to wrap gifts, which means I need to actually finish buying them. But I do have a couple already that I could actually wrap, and I have some very cute paper that I bought last year when it was the end of the season, so it was on super sale. I have this like cute brown neutral paper that has these like pine trees with snow all over them, and then I have this sparkly polar bear paper. Very different vibes, but I'm excited to use those. And then my next one, actually, I have already done this as well, but I will hopefully do this a few more times during the Christmas season, and it's to enjoy a cozy fire. We have a wood-burning fireplace, which I love because I grew up with my parents having a wood-burning fireplace, and it just was always a very cozy, like, safe, happy, I don't know, something about, like, just being in a room with a fire crackling is, I just love it. And so I plan to do that lots of times throughout this winter, but I have already gotten to enjoy our fireplace. And then my number 11 is to either host or go to a Christmas party. And we'll see. It's early. It's not even December yet, but I don't plan on hosting a Christmas party. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I am planning to go to a Christmas party with my cousins in about a week. And so I'm really excited about that. And we're all bringing a gift for just like a little gift exchange. And I don't know. I think that'll be fun to hang out with the girls and just do some little Christmas activities. Ooh, and I want to add this because I was just talking to one of my cousins, Peyton. You guys have met her on here before if you've listened. But we were talking about wanting to bake. I don't know if you guys know who Daryl Ann Denner is on Instagram. I don't know if she does TikTok too, because I know nothing about TikTok. I don't have TikTok. I'm not that cool. I follow her stuff, and she and her family posted about this coffee cake that they make at Christmas, and it looks very involved, but I was texting Peyton and we decided that we want to try to make it. So we'll see if that happens soon, but you'll have to look it up. It looks, I don't want to sit here and explain a recipe to you because that's probably not interesting at all, but it looks very good. It's like cinnamony, chocolatey pastry type of situation, and I really want to make that. I guess I'm just saying that in case Peyton listens and we can maybe make it. the next one I have also done, actually, I have to admit, more than once already, but it is to get a chestnut praline latte from Starbucks because that is seasonal. I don't remember exactly what day those came out this year. It was like early November. So I've already had one a few times. That is my go-to hot drink from Starbucks. Like, I do still get ice. I literally got something iced from Starbucks today, but during the Christmas season, or I guess during most of fall and winter, they have it. That's what I usually get. And it's very good. Although if you've never had it, I personally have to ask for it to be half sweet because it's a little too sweet the way they make it. But it's so good. That's my favorite. And I most certainly will do that again during the Christmas season. Ooh, maybe I could change my go through the Christmas lights with hot chocolate too. Drive through Christmas lights with a chestnut praline latte. My number 13 is to send out Christmas cards. And actually, I'm really excited about this because Andrew and I have never sent out Christmas cards like from us as a couple. We both have like been in our family's Christmas cards before, and this will be our fourth Christmas married. So we've been, you know, together. We could have sent one, but I think I just like didn't think of ahead enough in advance to do it, or just didn't prioritize it. But I wanted to do it this year, and I actually already ordered them. I got them in the mail. If you're listening to this and you're my family or friend and you don't get one, don't be offended. I was cheap and I only wanted to buy a low amount of them. So they're expensive. I was kind of surprised actually, but I was trying to order based on the price, and yeah, so I'm not sending out a ton of Christmas cards, but I did create them for the first time, and that was very fun. It was kind of weird though, because we didn't have any super wintry pictures of us, and I was like, I'm not about to do a whole photo shoot for this. I think it's really fun if you like have a whole family and you want to have your kids in it and stuff. And I'm like, we're not going to like do a themed outfit and like have someone come take pictures of the two of us. I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm sure people do that. I feel like the effort level is just different than when it's like, oh, we're getting engaged or we're getting married or we're having a baby or something like that. Like, it's just Christmas from us. So I literally just put pictures from different things that happened this past year and tried to pick ones if they had some reds and green in there, but most of them are summery looking. So whatever, it's a step in the right direction because it's my first time making them. So I think they're fun and I'll send those out soon. I need to go get some Christmas stamps because my mom taught me that your stamp theme needs to match what's in the card, because I hope my mom's listening to this, but whenever I was sending out, it was either my wedding invitations or my wedding thank yous. Whatever it was, I had to get like a large quantity of stamps. So I just asked the people at the post office for a roll. I was like, I need however many I don't even know how much is in a roll, but, and so they just handed me a roll and I bought them and left. And then my mom looked at them and she was like, you can't put these on your wedding invitations. They have American flags on them. And so I did indeed go back and get flower stamps to go with my wedding stuff. So I will be getting Christmas stamps to go with my Christmas cards. You're welcome, Mom. And then my last one, number 14. Oh, this is kind of fun. I'm acting like I didn't remember because I wrote this probably a week ago. It is to watch Christmas episodes of our favorite shows. I'm actually very excited about this. So we definitely are people who will like rewatch the same show, mostly comedies. You know, this is not unique. A lot of people like these shows, but we watch like The Office and Friends and Parks and Rec and New Girl. We've seen most of those like multiple times. And so what I really want to do, and I think last year someone had given me a printout or sent me a picture and I printed it of all of The Office Christmas episodes. Like it tells you what season and what episode number it is. And then you can like go through and just watch the ones that go with Christmas. So I kind of want to do that for multiple shows. And I don't want to, of course, just fill the Christmas season with watching TV, especially TV I've already seen, but there's just something so funny. Like the more we watch them, it's like you catch more jokes and I don't know, of course, then we quote them all the time and I don't know, it's just fun. So I think that I might do that at least probably The Office, maybe Friends and New Girl. We'll see. It also depends on how many because that's a lot of work, but anyways, I want to make a list of specific Christmas episodes of the shows. And I think my husband would actually like that too, because I don't think he'd be super into watching like super Christmassy Hallmarky type movies, but he would be into watching like themed episodes of stuff we already like. So I want to do that this season too. And of course, that is not all I want to do this season. Like, and I do think like most of these are very, what's the word? Kind of like surface level, lighthearted. Like it's not like, you know, donate to someone in need or like just so noble. I feel like the Christmas list should have like things like that on it. But these are just things that I was like, oh, that sounds cute. And I wrote it down. So that's all. And you know what? That's how many fit on my page. So here we are, 14 things. But mostly I'm just very excited to have more opportunities to gather with people I love and to get gifts for them. And it's just such a fun time. And I think that a lot of people can get stressed at Christmas or, of course, if you've got, you know, family things going on or losses and stuff, like it's not always this just happy thing, but I just think there's something special about having this like set aside time where we make everything look beautiful and we make treats for people and we try to make them feel special. And overall, just remembering that God loves us and that he has given us good gifts and that he's given us Jesus to save us from our sins and to just save us from, honestly, a life that is hard and broken, and that he has offered us eternal life and offered us abundant life. And it's just worth celebrating. So I hope if you're listening to this, I don't know why you would have clicked on this if you don't celebrate Christmas, but if you are, maybe you'll decide to celebrate it, or to try some of these things for fun. And otherwise, I hope regardless, you have a very cozy season and that you are able to spend time with people you love. If you have ideas of things I didn't share, then feel free to comment them on the Instagram post or leave a review. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.